Good morning and welcome to Dear Sports Fans Sports Forecast for Wednesday, July 8th, 2015. Sports is no fun if you don't know what's going on. So here's what's going on. In what's becoming a July tradition here at Dear Sports Fan, we are going to start the day with simultaneous Wimbledon tennis action and Tour de France. It's stage 5 on the Tour de France, and the route is moving through France, finally. It's gotten out of Belgium yesterday in stage 4, and now we're firmly in France where the race will stay, I believe, the rest of the time. It's a pretty flat stage, as the early ones often are, which means a little less interesting to me than the mountain stages, but if you love those bunch of sprints at the end where the designated sprinters get launched into orbit by their teams like rockets, then you'll like this one. For history buffs, this route was picked to celebrate the braveness of Anglophone soldiers who lost their lives during World War I. And it passes a series of monuments and memorials for Canadian soldiers, British soldiers, South African soldiers, and even, I believe, some Franco-British memorials as well. Across the channel in Wimbledon, we have a great day of action. It's the gentlemen's, as they call it, the men's singles quarterfinals. So 8 players left. For a long, long time, for maybe the last 10 years or so, there have been 4 men that were better than everyone else, and they've been pretty steady at the top of the standings: Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal, Andy Murray, and Novak Djokovic. And those 4, in some order, have been at the top, winning virtually every major tournament for the last 10 years. The quarterfinals, of the 8 players, there are 3 of those. Rafael Nadal lost early, so he's missing. The tennis begins at 8 a.m. with 2 matches simultaneously on different courts. One court would be confusing. The first matches are between Vasek Pospisil, a Canadian, and Andy Murray, the British favorite. He's actually from Scotland, but it counts. And on the other court, it's Gilles Simon from France and Roger Federer from Switzerland. After those 2 matches are done, whenever they're done, Novak Djokovic from Serbia will play against Marin Cilic, a Croatian, so there's some border tension there, for sure. And in the match that probably should have been Rafael Nadal's, if history would have its way, it's Stan Wawrinka and Richard Gasquet, another Frenchman. Wawrinka actually stunned Novak Djokovic in the last major final, the French Open, and won that one, so he is hot. Other than those 2 early day events, there's a full day of baseball, another 15 or 16 games. 2 I would especially point out are a matinee game at 1:10 on regional cable between the Baltimore Orioles and Minnesota Twins. Both of those teams are solidly above 500. And in the evening, there's 1 game on national television. It's the St. Louis Cardinals and Chicago Cubs at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. The Cardinals and Cubs are age-old rivals, and the Cardinals always have the upper hand. Always, 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 always. The Cubs, as you probably know, have not won a World Series in more than 100 years now. This year, they're really doing well. They're 45 and 37. But guess what? Their nemesis, the St. Louis Cardinals, are doing even better. 54 wins and 29 losses. Whoever scheduled this game to be on national TV knew what they were talking about. This one is well worth watching. Thanks for listening. That was Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Wednesday, July 8th, 2015. Find me on the web at DearSportsFan.com and send me questions to DearSportsFan@gmail.com. Thanks as always to my brother Jesse Fisher for the theme music. He's at JesseFisher.com. Have a great day.